Okay, this hour we'll continue chatting with Christian Wild about his incredible research. His website is myheartbook.com, and we'll take your phone calls as well. Those of you with cancer stories, specifically check in with us if you would. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. We'll get to your calls in a second. We're chatting with Christian Wild, of course. The phone number is 866-STEM-123. Christian, you had a story for us before we go to calls.
Yes,
what
I do.
Was that? Go ahead.
I know how you like and appreciate stories where the human spirit prevails against all odds.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have one for you. Gentleman is dying of leukemia. He's gone through 36 rounds of chemotherapy. And he's lying in bed one night. And he decides, if anybody's going to save my life, it's going to have to be me. So he gets up. He knows that cancer cells die at 108 degrees. He goes into his kitchen, his wife's kitchen, takes out a couple of pie pans and a hot dog from the refrigerator.
A hot dog?
Yeah, you're going to ask me if it's a kosher dog or a hoffy dog.
All beef or pork and...
Yeah, I never found out what it was, but he takes his equipment, his hot dog, and he goes down to his garage. He has a little makeshift bench. Now, he has a background in radio frequency from having been in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
He has a concept. He says, if I put little metal particles in this hot dog, which would be the area of a tumor, and then I hit it with radio frequency, it should heat up that area to 108 degrees and burn the tumor.
Well, he's right about that.
But not hurt the rest of the hot dog, which is human tissue. That's what's representing human tissue. And it works. He gets excited. He goes to John Curley, his doctor at MD Anderson, and he thinks it's a great idea. So they start working on it together. And they're both excited. Now, here's a little bit of providence. In that little divine inspiration here, in that same hospital, is a Nobel Prize winner who discovered nanoparticles, space-age nanoparticles. He's dying of lymphoma. Dr. Curley is brought to his room to administer to him. And in the course of discussion, he tells him what he's working on, and Rick Smalley says, I'll give you some of my nanoparticles. You know, they're smaller than small. And they started injecting them into rabbits, into tumors, and they burned them up.
Huh.
It was working. Now, to make a long story short, John Cassis has passed away. So he's not going to see the fruition, and he's not going to save his own life. But he also was concerned about the little children at MD Anderson who were dying of cancer in the ward. So he was a very kind man. Now, the good news here is the Kansas cancer-killing machine that will kill any cancer without chemotherapy, without medication, is going into human trial in 3 months.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That's wonderful.
I like those kind of stuff.
I do, too. Let's take some calls while we continue chatting, Christian. West of the Rockies, Stan is in Fresno, California. Hey, Stan, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Stan Reynolds in Fresno, California. George, good evening to you and Christian. Well,
you too, Stan.
George, we have so much to be thankful to you for. Oh, my God, I've been wanting to thank you. Remember, you had a friend, I guess, that we had going all through his body one night, and you're talking about that. It started clearing up and everything, and this turmeric and charcoal, you know, and so we started looking into this, and I heard about this and kept it in my mind. She goes to her doctor, Joelle, in my tenant, and finds out her MD says, well, you got to get a mammogram. You haven't had one for a long time. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get the mammograms for the women right away and keep up on them. So we find out she had breast cancer. I was shook up. Joel was very upset. We went to the female doctor first, and she says, yeah, you got to get the breast removed right away.
Oh, jeez.
It's a third-stage cancer. So I said, no way, man. So we went to the doctor a week later, the cancer doctor, the oncologist. He said the same thing. Oh, yeah, right away, you got to get the breast removed. He says, I'm going to put you on letrozole. Letrozole will kill the blocks the cancer for the estrogen going into the cancer, because that's what the cancer feeds on. Now, you're going to notice that the cancer cell is going to reduce right away. It will bring it down, but it's going to keep you, you know, going for a couple of months. But after a couple of months, the cancer is going to knock it out. It's going to overpower, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to get the surgery right away. I said, no way. I said, I heard about, you know, this you know, George Norrie's program about shark cartilage and turmeric. So I went over to Christina's store in Fresno, Natural Health Food Store, and Jim over there, who's had his store for a long time, said, yeah, here's what I want you to do. I'm giving her the coumarin, which is the highest grade turmeric. Mm-hmm. And I want her to take 750 milligrams three times a day. Then I want her to take the shark cartilage pills. Mm-hmm. Three pills every four times a day, which is 12 pills. And so she really wanted to take it three times a day. So I got her on four pills three times a day. We've been doing it around the clock. So after a month of the letrozole, I gave her the turmeric and the shark cartilage. And man, you know, he was kind of surprised. A month later, 6 weeks later, he goes, wow. He said, it seems, you know, he's okay. He doesn't feel hurting, no hurting, no tiredness or nothing. She goes, no. Mm. So he says, come back in 2 months. Well, finally, we kept coming back. Yeah. Finally, it reduced the cancer cell by 2 centimeters. And now, the last time we went, he said, guess what? The whole thickness of it is weakening down now.
Oh, boy.
Her breast. Mm-hmm. And it's by her lymph node, too. But the whole thing is reducing down by 2 centimeters. And now, last time, and then now this time, the whole thickness of it is weakening down. So we have to see him on March 25th.
Keep our fingers crossed.
And, man, and guess what? This was last year. They told her she had to have the breast removed on June the 3rd, we saw the cancer, the female doctor, and then the oncologist on June 10th of last year. And, you know, and I'm going back and telling, and I said, yeah, well, how come she's not dead? Here it is. That's last year. That's like, what, 9, 10 months or something? We're coming up for 10 months. And, like, she's Joel and is just doing fine. She's not tired, not sick, not feeling bad. And I'm noticing the dent on her breast is kind of like going away. I mean, we're just shocked. And the doctor, he's just kind of, he was rolling his eyes at first, but now he's kind of scratching his head and jaw dropped the ground when he saw the results. He just, I think he's really surprised. He goes, you know, whatever you're doing, he says, keep taking it.
You keep doing it because
I'm getting calls from people, George, on our formula. I mean, I don't write them down or I don't take them as testimonials, but they're every few days somebody has gone to their doctor and said, I don't want any more of these NSAIDs, and everything that I'm doing right now is making me feel like I did 20 years ago. So that's very encouraging. I forgot to mention to you, George, that on the website tonight, I also have the trials for immunology trials using all these new drugs that are working, and they're rushing them through the FDA. They already approved 4 of them last year.
I know. It is happening so fast, isn't
it? Yeah, they know if they got something here. So if you have a chance, you do have a chance of getting into one of the trials if you and your doctor are so inclined. I talked to UCLA the other day. They got 10 trials for immunology. So they're going full speed ahead. And the chances of you getting in, because there's so many being recruited, is very good. Anyway, that book I was telling you about, that's the first time you and I had met. I took the 5.5 years to write it, and I was determined to show the hidden causes of heart attack and stroke that weren't even being considered that were causing people's lives. And then I sent it to the directors of 5 major universities, didn't have any idea if anybody would even read it, and they came back with glowing,
well, as we all did.
Yeah.
As we all did.
Here's one right here. It said,
Let's go to Linda.
Much of what Christian Wilde suggests, forgive me for blowing my horn here, much of what Christian Wilde suggests today is destined to become standard medical practice in the next decade. So that was the kind of encouragement that
I love.
And then you and I met, and you changed my life.
Well, you've changed other people's lives. Let's go to Melbourne, Florida, east of the Rockies. Linda's with us. Hi, Linda.
Hi, George. First of all, like everyone else, thank you so much for being out there. I don't know what I would do without you. God bless you.
Thank
you for all the time.
Sure.
And Christian, you also. As I told your call screener, I had breast cancer 13 years ago. Of course, I went through the chemo and all that kind of stuff. That was in my right breast. A few years after that, they did a mammogram, and they saw like a little pea-sized one in my left breast. And that's when I started to listen to you and George about turmeric, and I started taking it. And about 6 months later, they did another mammogram, and it was completely gone.
That makes my life.
Now, Christian, you, I've talked to you, and I started taking your formula because you were saying about, I believe it's got pepper, all the different things in it.
Yeah, and it's got the green pepper and the green tea and the bromelain and the boswellia.
Right.
All together synergize.
Right. I used to be a hairstylist, but I use your formula for arthritis in my right hand.
Yep.
And it's fabulous. I don't use anything else.
Yeah.
Now, that's my statement. My
Thank
question
you.
Is, my daughter is 27 years old. She just finished with chemotherapy and radiation. She was diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything that you have found out in your research about Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah. I want you to go on the website and look immunotherapy trials.
Uh-huh.
I just posted it today. It's all the trials, and you will find it for that. Where do you live?
I live in Melbourne, Florida.
Okay. You will find trials that are doing it right now. It's free because it's an expensive drug, but if you get in on the trial, and it's free. The other thing is, you're done with your chemotherapy now?
My daughter is, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, load her up on turmeric. It takes away some of that toxicity.
Okay, great. Thank you so very much. God bless both of you.
You too. Yeah. Can you help
God
people get
you.
Into the trials, Christian?
Pardon me?
Can you help people get into the trials?
I'm trying right now. I interviewed,
I mean, you have more contacts with the stem cell hearts, doctors.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but I just interviewed a director of immunotherapy at UCLA to see if I could be instrumental in sending anybody over there. And she said, yeah, you can go on clinicaltrials.gov and look for immunotherapy cancer. And look how many trials are going to come up.
What are they looking for patients? What do you have to qualify?
Well, they're going to give you a whole exclusionary and inclusion formula. Some of them will say if you've gone through chemo, you can't have it. Others will say if you've had it, it's okay. They all have different qualifiers. But here is the best thing that they've had. And I don't think any doctor who even hears about it can argue with it. There's no, it doesn't have side effects like all the rest of it. And, but on the website, I just posted them. It's all the different trials and what diseases they're dealing with. And, it's great
remarkable.
To be on with you tonight, George.
Let's go to Jay in Sonora, California, first-time caller. Hi, Jay, go ahead. Jay, you with us?
Yeah, hi.
There you are.
Here?
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Well, you hit something earlier that just means a lot to me, and I felt obligated to call when you mentioned cannabis oil, and I think it's the wave of the future. I was diagnosed with cancer, and I tried everything. I went through chemotherapy and did the whole thing, and I'm a combat veteran. And
thank you for serving.
Republican. Oh, it's an honor. No. But I was very hesitant to try cannabis, and it's gotten to a point where they you don't have to, you know, it's not psychoactive anymore. It's not going to get you stoned or get you high. They have a CBD oil that's now available online. Anyone who has cancer, please look into it online. It's amazing. And the people who have done it have been doing it for years, and they've been doing it while it was under the black veil. It was illegal.
Yeah. And they that's right.
Hey, how's the water up there at Strawberry Lake?
It's actually, it's rising. It's very cold.
Yeah, that's good. Do you ever go to the Fallon House Theater in Columbia?
Oh, get out of here. You know, you're talking my language. That's where I'm from, born and raised. Absolutely.
Wow. I starred in 7 productions there.
I mean, you started in the music business. I mean, we play your Oh Denny Boy every St. Paddy's Day, which is coming up pretty soon.
Right.
My gosh, it's that time of year again, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's something. But that's your next assignment, to check out cannabis oil.
I will.
And its ability to fight cancer, because, again, there's another ingredient to add to this puzzle. You had mentioned to us, and the caller previously just mentioned, the black pepper that you include in your formula. What does that do?
Well, curcumin and turmeric are not bioavailable. In other words, the body doesn't hold it. It goes right on through the feces and the urine. Unless you take what I use is the patented bioperine. There's a lot of people out there, manufacturers are trying to gain patents, so they're coming up with new forms of black pepper. But like Bharat Agarwal, who is undoubtedly the world leader in turmeric, and he's my mentor, he said they're making too much of that. So at Anderson, they're also using...
But isn't black pepper black pepper?
Well, it could be, yeah, but the one I use is patented, and instead of giving you 5 milligrams, we give you 7.5 to make it even more accessible and more bioavailable.
But what does it do?
It causes the turmeric to remain in the body and be absorbed into the bloodstream.
Huh, okay.
So it's very important. There's the other thing, too, is like A.J. Joel, who's another one of the leaders in the research, he said sprinkling a little turmeric on your food and going to an Indian restaurant once a week
doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but he said it's not as important as taking a supplement and getting the right amounts.
No, that's true. That's true. But it never hurts if you go to the restaurant. That's an added benefit, I guess.
Yeah, I'm so grateful, George, for the amount. You know, we're not advertising. It's all word of mouth. And we are pretty well overwhelmed from the times we mentioned it on the show, and I am grateful to you for that.
Well, I've got to give you credit for when I told you about this.
You did.
Turned you loose, mm-hmm. and you went and did your homework, and you are coming across cutting-edge research. You should win a Nobel Prize for science for what you've done. You really should. Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California now. Hi. Well, we're going to come up to a break, Tom. So is it a quick question, or do you have something, a story you want to tell us?
A story.
All right, let's hold you. We'll get you when we come back after the break. And, of course, let me get a little business out of the way. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, if you would. You could do all that by going to coasttocoastam.com. And please grab our free newsletter, which is digitized. It's sent to your computer 6 times a week. It's called The Coast Zone. You can grab that if you haven't signed up for it by going to coasttocoastam.com. If you have a smartphone or if you have a computer, go ahead and grab it. Go to coasttocoastam.com and just pick it up, called Coast Zone. And welcome back with Christian Wild, of course, his website, myheartbook.com. His phone number, 866-STEM-123. Let's go to Thomas, back to La Jolla, California we go. Hi, Thomas. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. Christian Wild, it's an honor and a privilege to speak with you. I have heard several reports on the through the news outlets on stem cell therapy and the regeneration of eyes, optic nerves, and retinas. For example, on National Public Radio about a year ago, they reported several times of a woman who was blind from birth in London, and she received stem cell injections into her eyes, plus other therapies, and she was able to become sighted again. Mm-hmm. Also, Gavin Herbert Eye Center at University of California at Irvine, here in Southern California, was reported to begin trials in stem cell therapy and eye rejuvenation, and as part of the University of California health projects. Also, I have a friend who is a nurse at an alternative clinic in Baja California, and that clinic, she reported to me that they were working with three individuals who were blind. They were able to reverse the blindness in two of the individuals through stem cell injections into the eyes and optic nerves, stem cell injections into the spine, associated, coupled with an intravenous nutrient feed, you know, to keep their bodies nutrified.
Yeah. Well, that's a subject I'm very familiar with. And then I have to ask you, generally speaking, if an optic nerve is dead from birth or from childhood, to rejuvenate the optic nerve is next to impossible, not to say that it isn't possible. Do you know if those were fetal stem cells or mesenchymal adult cells or pluripotent cells?
From what I understand, the clinic in Mexico, they use both. They can use embryonic, and they also can use stem cells that are cultured, as I understand it, from the bone marrow of the patient.
They choose the
option.
Mesenchymal bone marrow stem cells.
Right.
That's where,
right,
where everything is coming from. And nothing has come from the embryonic. That's
passé.
I ever told
yeah,
us.
That's passé.
Yeah, it all comes from the...
When you harvest stem cells, Christian, and you just mentioned bone marrow, I mean, if you're going to inject the heart or the liver or the kidney, do you have to get the cells from those organs, or do you just grab them from the bone marrow?
No, you can even use allogenic, which is donors. They're using an awful lot of that.
Donor stem cells? You mean not even the person's own stem cells?
Yeah.
Really?
They're not. They're adult cells. And as a matter of fact, you and I talked about Gordie Howe and a couple other athletes that were done. Now, I want to ask the gentleman, is there somebody retinitis pigmentosa?
He's gone.
Or macular
degeneration? He's gone, Christian.
Or glaucoma? I was involved with that. ACT, Robert Lonza, I think you had him on as a guest one time. Because I have macular degeneration in my family, I was very much concerned, and I got pretty much involved with that. It has not come to fruition. I wouldn't mind talking to that gentleman. He's apparently done some research that I'm not aware of. But I'm always looking, and I'm always open. But anything for sightless people, I think is...
That's a great story.
Yeah.
That is just, wouldn't it be great one day to just to be able to take a stem cell pill? You just pop it, get a glass of water, and that's it. And then it just starts rejuvenating you all over again.
Well, they expect it to...
That's going
to
happen.
Living 120, 150 years.
But I want to, if you're going to live to 150, I don't want to look 150. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we'll keep you in the dark.
Bruce in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Bruce, go ahead.
Hey, George, Christian, God bless both you.
Hi.
I don't know if I should be calling because I do not have cancer, but I do have severe aortic blockage right out of my heart all the way through my chest down into my thighs. It's just almost total blockage. Doctors at the hospital say there's, you know, it's gone so far there's nothing they can do.
Well, let me take that one. You have an aortic valve problem also, regurgitating?
No. Well, I do have trouble swallowing and breathing, but I don't regurgitate.
Can you walk a short distance or without being out of breath?
And only a short distance, and then it feels like fire going through my legs.
Mm-hmm. Have they, what are they, they've done angiograms?
This is the VA hospital in Asheville, and they just took some tests, you know, some MRIs and scans, and showed it to me, and it was all white, just about.
So you have calcification?
Correct. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And if it's in the aortic artery, it's probably in the aortic valve also.
Yeah. Looks like it comes right out of the heart and just runs right down the chest.
And I have to question whether you're getting the best attention. If they haven't gone in and done an angiogram,
nothing
to really see what they have to repair.
Well, then you should. That should be a necessity, don't you think?
If you need a heart valve replacement in the aortic valve, they can do that with a Sapien. Life Sciences builds it. And George, I had one when we were in Boulder. Remember? The company sent me one so I could show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
$35,000. They said, just don't drop it. Because I had to send it back to them. But that little valve, I saw the first, Raj Bakar at Cedars-Sinai called me. Actually, he heard me on the radio show with you. He said, I'm just coming out of a restaurant, and I hear you and George talking. And he says, you were right on what you were talking about, cardiovascular. He says, come on in the morning. I want you to see the first a valve implant. That's a artificial valve implant. It takes about 45 minutes. It goes right up the artery, and they pop it in over your diseased heart valve without opening your chest.
Over it?
You go right where it is, and then they pop it, and you're ready to go the next day.
That's amazing.
So that's one thing you may want to look into. It's called a transcatheter heart valve. But something has to be done. When you tell me you have all that white area, that's calcification. And
which is also inflammation.
It could be caused. I mean, if I was visiting with this gentleman, I would try to get him to have several sophisticated blood tests that I talk about in Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, because they're never given you. And you're a vet? He's gone?
No, he's
in Vietnam. A lot of Agent Orange.
Yeah, that could be too.
Well, stay on him and tell him you want to be looked at for an angiogram. You want to know exactly what's going on inside. Number one, and then if they tell you that the valve is calcified, it probably is, if the artery is calcified, and say, why can't I have a transcatheter Sapien heart valve?
Well, what are the possibilities, Christian, that his doctors don't even know about things like this? I mean, is that possible?
Anything is possible. We hear things every day. I run into people that the doctor says, you're fine. Well, how does he know you're fine? Well, he did some blood tests. I said, what did he give you? So I look at the CBC and the cholesterol test. I said, there's much, much more to heart disease. There's genetic factors that he would never catch. And there's things with your homocysteine and your gout and your iron level.
Oh, you're a believer in blood chemistry, aren't you?
Yeah, I get like 17 vials, and not to be.
What do you mean? That's your entire blood system.
Well, you know what? Giving blood, you know, still.
Do you pass out after 17 vials? I would.
No, I'm getting hungry.
17 vials is it? Listen,
well, they're not big vials.
What's the human body have in terms of total?
You know,
blood?
You can do that with people when I have that done. And then their doctor looks at it and says, oh, my God, what's this? You're over the scale here. What's this over here? And they find things that they normally wouldn't have found. Well, those are the things that take people's lives out.
That's true. Let's go to Bob in American Falls, Idaho. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. You're on the air with us.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, guys.
Sure thing.
Christian, I need to get before you get off here. I need your email. Anyhow, my brother's 76. Oh, I'm gonna be 76. He's 78. He'll be 79 here shortly, and he just went through that stem cell for lymphoma.
Yeah.
All right. Did he pass it? I guess he did.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, he's still kicking.
He's still kicking. But good.
They took out $4 million out of him mm-hmm. in isolation for about 3 or 4 weeks, and they kept dosing him real heavy with chemo. And of course, he went curly on us. And then after so long, they turned right around and put $2 million of those stem cells back in him.
Yes.
He's got a clean and green report from his doctor on that.
Beautiful.
Now he's got a enlarged heart, and he has no energy. He just says he has no energy to get around. So, anyhow.
Has he had a history of heart disease? He's in heart failure, has a very large ventricle?
It's in the family.
It's in the family.
Yeah, my dad had it. He died of congestive heart failure. And my mother died early when they were going to do heart work on her, and she died the night before with an exploding heart.
Well, we'll get your email address here in a second. In this particular case, Christian, would he qualify for any of these heart tests and programs?
Possibly. That second book, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, it's all about heart failure.
Do you take emails through your website?
Pardon me? Yeah, it's on the website.
Okay, myheartbook.com, okay? Bob, myheartbook.com. You can get to Christian's email address.
And I will tell you, the studies at the University of Toronto found that turmeric shrinks the enlarged heart.
I'm telling you, a Nobel Prize for science. Somebody's got to nominate you, though, right?
Yeah.
Who nominates? Do they have a committee, right? I can't
do
it.
Yeah, you nominate.
I can't do it. Let's go to Linda in California, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Linda. Linda?
Hello.
Hi, there you are. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling because I have stage 4 thyroid cancer, and I heard you're talking about turmeric. But I was wondering, I had 2 questions. The first one is, do you recommend turmeric extract in a capsule, or do I just take over-the-counter turmeric?
All right. Well, let me qualify this by saying Christian is not a doctor, and he is not making recommendations for your health. Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah. Thank you, George. I will say that the new things we're talking about tonight, some of the biggest successes there are for neck cancers. That would include thyroid. Is that what you have?
She's got stage 4 thyroid.
Yeah. You need to look into... I wouldn't look to turmeric to solve your problem. It can slow it. But I think you need to look in on the website of the different trials for that particular cancer. And where do you live?
She's in California.
Oh, California. Find out if they're doing it at UCLA. Find out if they're doing it at City of Hope. And if you qualify, it's going to get done for free.
Do you have to have the doctor call, or can the individual call?
No, I guess you can call, but you should have your doctor. You know, a lot of doctors don't even know about it, and they poo-poo it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You can talk to your doctor, for sure, and say, I got a chance to get into this trial, and we need to go through the preliminaries and see if I qualify.
What about diet? You know, we have Dr. Joel Wallach pops on the show every month, and he's from criticalhealthnews.com, but he is a staunch believer that if you're eating the bad foods, he hates oils, for example. He says that, you know, those things are the kiss of death. But what about diet, Christian?
Let me just extrapolate from that and talk about something called gene therapy, because... You know, you and I were talking about these little children that we see on City of Hope.
Yes.
Shriners, and we say,
sad commercial.
How do these poor little innocent kids who haven't been exposed to what you and I have
come down with cancer?
Smoked, have not been exposed to
stress or years of bad diet or pollution. How do these kids, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of age, have these different cancers? And there's so many of them. You have to look to genetics. And that's what gene therapy does. You've heard the term, she had good genes,
mm-hmm.
or he had good genes. Other people don't have good genes. There is a defective gene, a mutated gene, a damaged DNA that they can go in, molecular scientists can go in into that family line and find that defective mutated gene and correct it. And that's the field of manipulating genes, turning them off, turning them on like little switches. They're able to do that.
That's great science.
So in these young children, and I'll tell you this, I on my website, I posted a company called Family Cord. And the reason I put it on there is because I'm an advocate of getting your infant's cord blood stored.
Mm-hmm.
In case...
There's a company that does that, right?
Yeah, it's on the website. And the reason I put them on there is because they do more than just take the blood. They also take the tissue, so stem cells can be derived from your tissue if that child is 11 years of age and develops some serious disease. They can go in, take, because of the advancements at that time for stem cells, and if you have the original umbilical cord and blood, and in this case, the tissue, they can do wonders.
Christian, you've heard me talk about the late American prophet Edgar Cayce, right?
I
talk
Edgar
about him a lot.
I studied him a lot.
He said, take 3 raw almonds a day. Eat them.
Yes.
3 a day to prevent cancer.
Can I give you one here now?
I've got 30 seconds.
I'm going back to... I'm
30 seconds.
Way back when I had a cousin who is at the University of California, Berkeley, who is in cancer research. That's how far back.
You're not going to make it. I'm out of time, kid.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
But, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
MyHeartBook.com and his toll-free number, 1-866-STEM-123. Simple as that. Christian, thanks again.